Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at alopecia. Alopecia is the medical term for hair loss, which can result from multiple underlying health issues, as well as from matters directly relating to the scalp. Alopecia can fall under two main categories: those that cause inflammation, which normally presents with itching and burning, and forms that show up without inflammation. Some of the common types of non-inflamed alopecia are male and female pattern hair loss and alopecia areata. Another type of hair loss common in Jamaica is traction alopecia, which often results from mechanical stresses on the scalp through excessive weaves and wigs and tight braids and cornrows. Hair loss can also be caused by illnesses such as thyroid disease and lupus, stress from a major life event such as giving birth or grief, as well as some medication. Dermatologist at the Kingston Public Hospital and president of the Dermatology Association of Jamaica, Dr. Lorenia Muir Green, says some forms of hair loss can be inherited.
So for male and female pattern hair loss, yes, it is inherited. And you unlike what everybody thinks that it's only from the mother's side, that's not true. It's actually from both parents' sides. And it depends on the number of genes that you inherit from each parent. So the more of those genes that you have for hair loss, for male and female pattern hair loss, the more likely you will have the condition and the more severe your condition is going to be.
Studies have shown that persons with male and female pattern hair loss tend to have cholesterol issues, and men who present with the condition tend to have prostate issues at an earlier age. Therefore, a man in his 20s with a thinning hairline is usually recommended to start prostate cancer screening earlier and more frequently. Inflammatory alopecia normally starts with pus bumps, scaling, water bumps on the scalp, as well as tenderness, soreness, and itching of the scalp. Many times, persons with inflammatory hair loss, such as traction alopecia, tend to seek help at pharmacies or through natural home remedies. Dr. Muir Green says these persons should additionally seek medical attention as soon as possible and change the way they treat their hair.
A lot of women in Jamaica experience now that wearing of weave is so widespread in the country, you can have permanent damage leading to hair not growing back ever again. They need to be very careful about the type of hairstyles that they do. They need to rotate the type of hairstyles that they wear so that they're not always pulling their hair in the same direction all the time, especially in children. And you see the mothers coming, my daughter have these little bumps at the hairline. This is the earliest sign of traction alopecia.
If left untreated, male and female pattern hair loss may not leave serious physical complications, but it can negatively impact the patient's psyche and self-esteem. Unless persons have inherited alopecia, have a condition that causes it, or take drugs that cause it temporarily, then there are ways to prevent hair loss. Women are especially being encouraged to take breaks between styles, to handle their hair gently, and to avoid excessive manipulation of the hairline.
Just brush it down, but because what I see people doing is that they will do the tightest bun and have every hair laid down and brush to infinity with gel. Then they've laid down the hair at the front unnecessarily, and then within a few years they have no hair.
Dermatologist at the Kingston Public Hospital and president of the Dermatology Association of Jamaica, Dr. Lorenia Muir Green. For more information on the best way to take care of your hair, you can begin by speaking with your dermatologist. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter @JIS News, Instagram @JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Healthline. Join us again next week for more. And until then, I'm Twyla Whelan. Please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.